You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time now for my strawberry letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my sweetheart ain't sweet. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiance is 6 years older than me. I have been with her for a total of 6 years. I proposed to her 4 years ago and we set a date. She and her best friend fell out right after she was chosen as a maid of honor, so my fiance lost all of her excitement for the wedding. I started to see a pattern of how she falls out with people for the silliest things. These past years have been eye-opening for me, and I realize that she is a shallow and self-absorbed person. This past Christmas, she gave me a list of designer clothes and shoes that she wanted with stock numbers so I wouldn't mess up and get the wrong thing. She gave me the list in November so I would have time to purchase everything. I'm always strapped for money. I pay all of the household expenses and my cash goes to her for braids, weaves, and expensive gifts for her family members. I was only able to get 3 gifts from her list because I'm not cool with running up a credit card with clothes that she will only wear once. She looked disappointed while she was opening the gifts, and she had the nerve to ask if I will get the rest of the gifts for Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, I open my gifts from TJ Maxx and Marshall's that she bought with the tag still on them, so I know exactly what she spent. She stopped having sex with me, and she won't go to church with me anymore. She talks to her friends so crazy, and I'm so grateful she doesn't try that with me. She's going to know I'm fed up when she doesn't get the gifts she wants or the flowers she's already picked out for Valentine's. I might get her some flowers from the grocery store, but that's it. Do I keep pretending that I still love this chick, or is it time to bounce? It's way past time to bounce. Why are you still there is the question. You're unhappy. You're miserable. You don't have to be. This woman is draining your bank account and the love is gone. You should go too, because you can get someone who appreciates and loves what you do, especially if you're paying all the household bills and all that. In other words, you can get a real woman here, not some insecure little girl who finds her value in labels and designer clothes. Look at what you do. You pay all the household bills. You take care of her, her braids, her nails, all that, and you propose to her. She's too materialistic, too selfish. You're paying for her to buy gifts for her family. She's not even having sex with you even anymore. I mean, come on. Stop the madness in this relationship. You gotta let this one go. I just hate it when good people get taken advantage of like this, and that's what's happening here. Steve?
Nothing here. There is nothing here. Their entire letter from top to bottom is filled with nothing that this man gets. He gets no return on his investment, no ROI, nothing. Nothing. Look, man, you wrote the right show for this one. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't even got to get a divorce. All you got to do is walk off. I strongly suggest you do that before you'll find yourself in a divorce situation. Walk off. Think about this. What would you lose by losing her? Now, think about what she would lose if she lost you. The reason she don't talk to you crazy like you said in this letter is because you buying everything. She crazy, but she ain't that crazy. She's 6 years older than you. You've been with her 6 years. You proposed to her, but then she had a falling out with y'all set a date. Then she had a maid of honor she had to fall out with, so she lost her excitement for the wedding. That don't make no damn sense. That makes no damn sense at all. Because this is almost like a how dare her. On the most important day of my life, how dare she fall out with me, who was giving her an opportunity of a lifetime. I tell you what, we ain't even gonna have no opportunity now. Who do that? I don't know a woman that's going to cancel her wedding because she fell out with a bridesmaid. I don't know nobody. Get that dress in another size and let's go. Then she said, you see a pattern how she falls out with people for the silliest things. Then here's the key line for this letter for me. These past years have been eye-opening for me. And I realize she's a shallow and self-absorbing person. Let me tell y'all something. When something becomes eye-opening, then see what you see. Acknowledge what you see with your eyes open and act accordingly. That's part of the problem I'm going through right now on a personal note. I got my eyes open and I see something. Now, Steve Harvey, all you got to do is see what you see. It is what it is and make the adjustments. Thank you, Lord, for this strawberry letter today.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I realize that she is shallow and a self-absorbed person. Now, real quickly, this Christmas she gave me a list of designer clothes and shoes. She wanted stock numbers so I wouldn't mess it up. She gave me a list in November so I would have time to purchase everything. I'm always strapped for money. I pay her bills, her hair, her weaves, and I give her money for gifts for her family. She opened up the gifts on Christmas. She disappointed. Want to know if she can get the rest of it on Valentine's Day. Let me tell you what you finna get on Valentine's Day.
Hang it right there. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, My Sweetheart Ain't Sweet. We'll get back into that right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my sweetheart ain't sweet.
Well, if your sweetheart ain't sweet, what is we doing? You're not even married. Bruh, listen to me. Like I said earlier, you wrote the right person. Because you can get away from this without a divorce. You could just walk off. You could just walk off. She has no value to your life. You've discovered that she's a self-absorbing, narcissist person. It's all about her. You're constantly strapped for cash because you pay all the bills. You pay for her braids, her extensions. You pay for all her weaves and her family's expensive gifts. Then for Christmas, she gave you a list of clothes that she wanted, had stock numbers on it, so you wouldn't mess up and get the wrong thing. She gave you a list in November, so you had time to purchase everything. Then you said you always strapped for money because you pay all the household expenses. And you were only able to get 3 gifts from her list because I'm not cool. 3 gifts is a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Man, if somebody opened up 3 boxes, that's pretty good, dog. Mm-hmm. And stuff she wanted. Probably some shoes and all this here, whatever. And then you said, I'm not cool with running up a credit card with clothes that she only gonna wear one. Who is this? Somebody asked me on stage one time, Steve, I heard you only wear your shoes one time. You could quit unhearing that. Oh, hell, you think I am buy this damn high-ass suit and wear it one time? Now, what I do is mix them up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see it with a different shirt and tie. You're going to see the jacket with some pants. You're going to see the pants with another jacket. You're going to see all kinds of stuff. Oh, it look like I'm loaded. But we ain't wearing it just once. And then she looked disappointed while she was opening her gifts. And then had the nerve to ask if I'm going to get the rest of the gifts for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Baby, I can't even tell you how we ain't going to be together on Valentine's Day. Soon as we have sex tonight, whatever little sex you're going to give me for these little 3 gifts. So you're finna get 3 package sex. But then guess what? You open up your gifts from TJ Maxx and Marshall and the tag's still on. So you know exactly what she spent. Now, here were the crazy part. I'm thinking after I buy you these 3 boxes, I'm going to get some 3 box sex.
But
she stopped having sex with me and won't go to church with me no more. What the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
So now we're not married. We not having sex no more. And you're not going to church. Okay, I got you ain't coming to church. I got that. You don't like the choir. You don't care for the pastor. I got that. Let's get back on this. We ain't having sex no more, though. Didn't I just buy these 3 boxes for Christmas? I got to get some 3 box sex. At least that. What you not finna do is steady open up packages, untying ribbons and tying open paper, and we ain't untying blouses and tying all clothes. That ain't finna happen. We buy gifts for you to open so we can open up something later on. As a matter of fact, as you open, keep on opening. Hey, the church say amen.
Amen.
And y'all know this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get stupid.
Now let's get on down here. She talked to her friend so crazy, and I'm so grateful she don't try that with me. She don't try it with you because you the water faucet. You pouring out the blessing. Now, she's going to know I'm fed up when she doesn't get the gift she wants or the flowers she already picked out her flowers for Valentine's Day. I might get her some flowers from the grocery store. That'd be real slick, dog. Get the little skinny-ass bunch, too. You know, two, three flowers in it. But that's it. Do I keep pretending that I still love this chick, or is it time to bounce? That's the end of the letter right there. Because if you got to pretend that you still love this chick, it been time to bounce. I'm talking about bounce like Kyrie Irving do a basketball when he coming up the floor and do the crossover coast to coast. That's how hard we finna bounce. I'm finna bounce you like a Super Bowl I had that I threw so hard up against the tree, it bounced on the car to the ground and broke Miss Payne's window.
Uh-oh.
I'm finna bounce on you like a sheet of fabric soap. Mm-hmm. That's how hard we finna bounce. Mm-hmm. I finna bounce on you like I saw when I was young, and I saw this. The first time I saw a woman body bounce, my brother brought this girl over to the house named Penny. I was 11 years old. Penny came walking in the house and her whole butt was shaking. I love Penny. When he broke up with Penny, I cried.
You were hurt.
I cried at 11. I was tore up.
Uh-huh.
I was in my bed that night, Penny! Penny. I asked my brother, and my brother came home. I asked my brother like that little boy asked the president, what the F is wrong with you? My brother slapped a taste out of my mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bounce.
Yes.
Bounce like a booty bounce. Bounce like a basketball, bounce like a sheet of fabric softener. Mm. But it's time for you to go. Ain't the one. Mm-mm. And you can do this without a divorce. Bye. Fly like an eagle.
All right. You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.